This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's economic prospects are looking good. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The latest forecasts show Colorado's economy might be in the sweet spot. Not overheating, not crashing either. Government economist Elizabeth Ramey says it's a picture
of a resilient yet slowing economy, which is closing in on a soft landing but still normalizing from post-pandemic job gains, spending surges, and record corporate profits. And we continue to view the risks of recession as elevated, but those risks have been dissipating.
That continued growth is driving the state over its Tabor revenue limits, meaning it may have to refund about $9 billion to taxpayers over the next 4 years, and lawmakers won't have a ton of new money to spend next year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The state Senate's assistant majority leader was hospitalized this week after an accident while riding her bike to the state capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Family and friends of Democratic Senator Faith Winter say the accident occurred when she hit a curb while trying to avoid being hit by a truck. In a statement on social media, loved ones said Winter was wearing a helmet but still needed surgery to remove pressure on her brain. They said she's now resting and has a good prognosis. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In Grand Junction, some residents are upset over the closure of a city park that's popular with unhoused residents. Caleb Wilkins spoke at a city council meeting Wednesday about the closure of Whitman Park.
I love this place. I've been housed here. I've been unhoused here. But I couldn't have gotten back on my feet without access to a restroom.
The city says the park was closed for a future improvement project. The busiest airport on the western slope has expanded its terminal by 25,000 square feet. Montrose Regional Airport now has a bigger baggage claim and waiting areas, more paved parking, and a new bar area and fireplace. Last year, the airport accommodated more than 460,000 passengers. This is CPR News.